throw the wreaths made from flowers to water nymphs, so that the latter would send them rich fiancés. Girls are confident that with those wreaths on their heads, mermaids are running about the fields and forests. In line with a popular belief, water nymphs or mermaids are girls or young women who drowned themselves while bathing in the river. The drowned mermaids left the earthly life for good. They live on the bottom of deep rivers and lakes in fantastic palaces built of transparent crystal. Water nymphs or mermaids have no clothing on. Their skin is pale and hair long and wavy and green. Their eyes are fiery and blue, like the depth of the sea. After going on out of the river, water nymphs make themselves comfortable on the branches of the birch tree and comb their long hair or swing themselves on the branches like on a swing, singing their alluring songs. These songs are dangerous. Who happens to hear them will approach the mermaids, being bewitched by their singing, and they will immediately lure the poor things surrounding and having fun at them, and then will tickle them and carry to the river bottom. The folk superstition goes that on the week preceding the Whit Sunday, water nymphs go out into the earth's surface and see whether people honor their memory. In case anybody works in the field, mermaids stand in their way and send some misfortune on the crops. But those who keep the mermaids' holiday hope that the water nymphs will protect their fields from damage. Slav nations also called the week preceding the Pentecost a Mermaid's Week. Mermaid's Weeks were known in Ukraine since the 11th century, and they are mentioned in part in the old Ipaty chronicles. And ancient Romans had a holiday of roses, Rosaria, which was otherwise called Parentalia, a holiday of parents, forefathers. These two notions were interconnected, since there existed a tradition to cover graves with flowers on the day of the remembrance of the dead. The remembrance nature of Ukrainian Mermaids Weeks is based on the belief in mermaids. As a rule, rye begins blossoming in Ukraine on the green holiday. This time has always been the most significant and dangerous for grain growers of Ukraine and for residents of Europe in general, for a future harvest depended on it. And the dead relatives as if protected the interests of their families. Therefore, namely at this time, people appealed to them, prayed, remembered them, and asked for help. Hence the ancient tradition to remember the deceased relatives at the time of the green holidays.
That was Vera Malei with her story about the Ukrainian traditions of celebrating Trinity Day.